Good morning, Montreal. You are tuned to the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a tight show for you today with two pre-recorded interviews from The Music Spot and a podcast from Rabble. We will also hear a podcast in the second hour of the show. The first podcast is from Solidarity News and Labor Radio. The first interview is with Faulty Rivals. Faulty Rivals is releasing a new EP, The Abused Will Ascend. The second interview is with Red Grace. Red Grace is releasing a single called The Time. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings Weather, and after some music we'll visit the podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, where this week's question is, how much does a cloud weigh? After some more music we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
Awake in the night to the sound of the city asleep. I walk to the window, see the streetlights dotting the trees. And in that moment, I want you by my side. And it comes over me like a wave, and I'm caught in the tide. But it's something I've always known. I pull out the photo we took at your cousin's birthday. You're sticking your tongue out at me while I'm kissing your face. And it suddenly scares me, 'cause I've never felt this before. But it's clear in my heart, it's a feeling that I can't ignore. 'Cause it's something I've in my heart, it flows right through my veins.
Something I've always known.
A beautiful mystery that I could never explain.
Something I've always known.
How a soul like yours could make me feel so alive.
Something I've always known.
rest at worst, what's underneath? Dream on, Sally, dream on. Out of breath, a time of day, the running of the highlights of yesterday's. Dream on, Sally, dream on. We're one of these days when the dreams are real. Will you be satisfied with how you feel? Dream on, Sally, dream on. Dream on, Sally, dream on. Thoughts inside, people like to see you quiet with a smile. Dream on, Sally, dream on. And leaves are falling up to your nose. Got to keep on dreaming till the wind starts to blow. Dream on, Sally, dream on. Dreams are real. Will you be satisfied with how you feel? Dream on, Sally, dream on. Dream on, Sally, dream on.
Fifth and Main, stolen shoes and highway blues, you find yourself alone. A wishful thinker you may be, stuck in your blindfolded eternity. There's no way back but the long road home. And all but you can hold your head up high when the rain is coming. 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 sheltered from harm's way. The day I come back may be the day I run away. Was it the time that I played you? Or maybe the answers you feared? Was it the saint and the sinner sitting sideways on the floor? And oh, but you can hold your head up. High wind brings home. High wind brings home. High wind brings home. High wind brings home. Young and juvenile, untamed footsteps for a while. I was lying with my head down low. Was it the hour or the moonlight minute? And oh, but you can hold.
Throughout the pandemic, our kids have shown how strong, patient, and resilient they can be. But now, it's time for them to make memories again. With family and friends, with teammates, with peers. Vaccination against COVID-19 can help kids get back to being kids. Book your child's vaccination when it's available to them. A message from the Government of Canada.
This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, December 10th, 2021. I'm Mark Belanger. In the report this week, Labour's condemnation of China's actions in Hong Kong, Israel's attack on human rights groups in Palestine, the Labour Start report about union events, and singing.
You gotta stand up. You gotta stand up. You gotta stand up for your rights.
This is Radio Labour. December 10th is International Human Rights Day. The day was established to commemorate when the United Nations adopted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in 1948. To illustrate how the labor movement is fighting for human rights around the world, we have two stories. The first on labor's condemnation of China's actions in Hong Kong. The second on the banning of human rights groups in Palestine. As Beijing prepares for the 2022 Olympic Games, it is also continuing its clampdown on democratic rights in Hong Kong and oppressing its Muslim minority in Xinjiang. I talked to Sharon Burrow about Labour's view of the situation. Ms. Burrow is the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the organization which represents national union centers such as the Ghana Trades Union Congress and the AFL-CIO in the United States at the world level. I asked Ms. Burrow first about a report the ITUC has produced called Rings of Repression. The report outlines repressive policies of the Chinese government.
Well, these policies are about the increasing oppression of China. We were very optimistic going back some 5 years or so about China opening up, about them increasing democratic rights and freedoms for workers in workplaces. Not democracy in the way that we understand it, and that's unfortunate, but at least the capacity for workers' committees, collective bargaining. But when you look at the forced labour of the Uyghur people, when you look at the cases at the ILO around corporations and Chinese corporate abuses and denial of rights, and when you actually look at the Hong Kong situation, then you have to be worried about what does it say about China closing its mind again to the human rights and the labour rights that people are entitled to under the global rule of law.
In July 2020, China imposed a new security law on Hong Kong. What has been the effect of this law on labour organisations in Hong Kong?
Well, this is indeed the height of oppression because initially, our leaders who were exercising their right to freedom of speech and freedom of assembly were indeed charged, incarcerated, and now jailed. The leader of the Hong Kong CTU, whom we all respect, was jailed and indeed is still being held. And other leaders, particularly the president of the Hong Kong CTU, are still awaiting judgment, but from jail. So this is not a situation that is acceptable, but it's now even worse than that. You saw the disbandment of the teachers' union. Now we've seen the hosing down of the CTU itself. And we were absolutely committed to trying to work through how we campaigned about our own members. But now you have 50 groups in Hong Kong have disappeared in just 11 months. And when, in fact, you actually see organisations like Amnesty going to close its doors at the end of the year, this tells you everything about a repressive regime that will, in fact, heed no argument, no disagreement, and that's unconscionable in today's world. People have rights. They have human rights, they have labour rights, they have many other areas of legally determined rights through the UN and the ILO in terms of the world of work, and none of them are being respected in the case of Hong Kong, but clearly driven by China to oppose any kind of rights and freedoms that people might expect to hold.
What is the ITUC asking the Chinese government to do in Hong Kong?
Well, in the case of the Olympics, we're asking them to answer our concerns and to keep everybody safe. And how they're going to do that is of giant concern to us. In the case of Hong Kong, we want them to stop using the oppressive tactics they have to close down people's freedom of voice, freedom of assembly, freedom of association in the case of our trade unions.
The Israeli government has designated 6 human rights groups in Palestine as terrorist organizations. I talked to Stephen Cotton about the situation. Mr. Cotton is the General Secretary of the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF, and currently the chair of the Council of Global Unions. The council consists of the 9 global unions plus the International Trade Union Confederation. I asked Mr. Cotton about the council's and the ITF's reaction to the Israeli action against Palestinian human rights groups.
The ITF has been working with Palestinian workers on the ground, and many of our members of the Global Union Federations have got active workers and projects on the ground. And some of the developments over the last period of time has meant that a number of human rights groups have been declared as terrorist organizations. And together with Sharon Burrows, the ITUC General Secretary, we're gravely concerned. Many of these groups have been doing vital work in protecting the rights of Palestinians and doing such fundamental things as asking for transparency and accountability, in particular in Israel's occupation of Palestine. Our concern is particularly the growing expansion in the occupied territories. And we've been very vocal in the past, all of us, about asking the Israeli authorities to reverse those designations. But I think for us, we're quite concerned. And the criticism we're applying to the Israeli government, this seems to be to counter it by calling a number of groups that are literally trying to help the Palestinians' recovery from the last episode. We hear that there's more than 4,000 new houses in what we would describe as the illegal settlements inside Palestine that has even been criticized by Israel's closest national governmental allies. So for us, Mark, it's a big, big problem. You know, right now, in the middle of the fact we've all been dealing with the COVID pandemic, we hope this doesn't continue to happen, and the fact that the abuses of the expansion are going to be missed by the world's media, and hence our concern and our determination to highlight the challenge that is happening for both the Israeli to the Palestinian people at the hands of the Israeli government.
What happens to the groups which have been designated by Israel as terrorist organizations? Do they have to shut down their activities?
We're working closely with ITUC to monitor what's happening on the ground. We were all party to some relief initiatives after the last round of actions by the Israeli government to make sure the very substance of humanity, food, water, healthcare could be in place. So at the moment, we're monitoring to see what happens. I haven't got the latest position about whether they've gone into hiding, but we will do everything in our power to make sure that they can not be victimized as a result of this declaration.
Israel's announcement about these groups came at about the same time as other action related to the settlements in the occupied territories. Tell us what's happening. Is this related somehow?
We believe that there's no coincidence. As I said, we're very concerned about more and more new settlements in the occupied territories, which, as we know, was declared not to happen by the UN. So we are very worried that this action is part of a concerted effort to wreck the two-state solution, where we are supporting and hoping to build an international coalition behind Palestine and Israel coexisting with sovereign states. And as has been said many, many, many times, these settlements are a violation of international law. And instead of being expanded by 4,000 houses, they should be dismantled. And the land, which belongs to Palestinians, should be given back to Palestinians.
You can find more information concerning Global Labour's views about Israeli-Palestinian relations at ituc-csi.org. Here with his report about union events is Labour's DART correspondent Derek Blackadder.
This week, our top stories section included links to coverage of why the Philippines is a focus for the global labor movement on World Human Rights Day, Global Union Federation Education International's push to free Iranian teachers' union activists, and a victory for trade unions as the United Nations refuses to recognize the military as the legitimate government of Myanmar. Our favorite top story of this week was the decision by the United States National Labor Relations Board to order a new vote at the Amazon facility in Alabama after it found that the corporation had engaged in illegal actions during a recent unionization vote. We also carried stories about a new ruling banning online scab activities in the Canadian province of Quebec, a draft European Union regulation that would make platform workers clearly employees in law, and the fallout from the victory Indonesian unions recently won when they turned back a neoliberal rewriting of the country's labor laws. For our Working Women page, our volunteers found stories about the threatened strike by 15,000 workers, almost all of them women, in Australian care homes and why their gender is an issue in the dispute. We also had reports on how South African unions are honoring the call for 16 days of activism and why the new labor relations regime in New Zealand will help move women workers there closer to pay equity. A small sample of the stories appearing on our health and safety page and Newswire this week includes calls from unions in several countries, including the United Kingdom and France, for action by governments to keep schools safe for students and staff as COVID infection numbers rise sharply. We also had a story about an ILO project that is improving industrial accident reporting in Moldova and several analyses of arbitration decisions on the legality of so-called jab or job policies that have been imposed by Canadian employers. Our photo of the week is of members of Global Union Federation Industrial's Bangladesh Council's Women's Committee in a protest in Dhaka highlighting the oppression faced by women workers in that country. This is Derek Blackadder from Labor Start, reporting for Radio Labor.
Now here is Union Nation with You Gotta Stand Up For Your Rights.
And the bosses keep you down. Know you're worth more than you make, but there's no more jobs in town. Want a union, but there's risk. Will the others stand as strong? Know the bosses shake your fist and they tell you that you're wrong. You gotta stand up. You gotta stand up. You gotta stand up for your rights. You gotta stand up. You gotta stand up. You gotta stand up for your rights. Well, you gotta sign these cards before anything gets done. The fight is long and it will be hard, but the race is worth the run. We'll back those bosses to the wall till there's no place left to hide. You gotta stand up. You gotta stand up. You gotta stand up for your rights. Taking all that you're gonna take and the bosses keep you down. You know you're worth more than you make, but there's no more jobs in town. You want a union, but there's risk. Well, the others stand as strong. You gotta stand up. You gotta stand up. You gotta stand up.
And that's it. Labor news you can use. You can listen to our daily newscasts and features at radiolabor.net. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.
Faulty Rivals has more dreary and hard-rocking material on the way with their debut EP, The Abused Will Ascend, and their latest single, Bliss. With us today, we have Coy Getson, Phil LaMarche, and Peter Morey. Hi, Coy, Phil, and Peter, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
First, please introduce yourselves and tell us how you came to be musicians.
I'm Coey. I came to be a musician, I guess, like, I always had a fascination with music ever since I was a kid. I always was just drawn to the guitar. As a Christmas gift, I got a guitar and some guitar lessons. It all kind of started from there. And as the years went on, my passion just grew and grew for it.
And Phil, how about you?
Hey, I'm Phil Marsh. I grew up with the household of music. You know, my dad always had a record player playing old 70s rock. I always loved the drums, and my dad was so cool. And my mom and let me get one at a young age. My mom and dad wanted me to be special in that area, and I did. I got me a drum kit, and I loved to listen to Motley Crue. And I had an older brother who had records too, always played. So I grew up with like the grunge and the glam and the alternative rock, and it's kind of all started.
And Pete, what about you?
I grew up and I wasn't very good at sports. So the only other option my friend groups was music. So I ended up sort of going towards that. And then it became a lifelong passion, which is great.
So as bandmates, what does everyone play or do?
I play guitar. I play rhythm and lead guitar. And I'm also the singer. I am also the primary songwriter in the band.
Thank you, Coey. And Phil?
I'm Phil, and I play drums, and I do the show bookings, the networking, all that kind of jazz. But I play drums and a little bit of songwriting with Coey.
And Pete?
I play bass and let everyone else do all the fun stuff.
So tell me, guys, which groups influence your sound?
I'd say a lot of groups from around the 90s, like a lot of these 90s grunge bands influenced us, such as Alice in Chains, Nirvana, Stone Temple Pilots, you know, that kind of stuff. We also like a lot of like 70s bands such as like Pink Floyd and Black Sabbath, even some heavier stuff like Metallica and Megadeth and all that.
Your latest single is Bliss. What is the story behind this song?
I'd say the story behind the song, you know, we all kind of have nights where we drink a little too much. We wake up the next morning and we're like, oh God, what did I do? So that was kind of the inspiration for how that song initially got written. However, it ended up turning into a really positive thing because that's kind of what started Faulty Rivals. That was the first Faulty Rivals song. It kind of got me inspired to write other songs in that kind of style. Put together, you know, this band that we could play them live. And this is the song that kind of started it all. That's the way I see it.
May we hear some of your music?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Yeah. This is Bliss on the Wednesday Morning After.
Seat burned by a cigar.
You've been playing your EP, The Abused Will Ascend, since 2019. What's the story behind this album?
The story behind this album, this was recorded in a home studio in Hamilton. It's just a collection of four songs that I wrote that kind of have the hard rock kind of sound and vibe. The general lyrical theme on the EP is about overcoming a struggle, whether that's a struggle with like personal struggle or struggle with addiction or political kind of struggle. It's all about overcoming those kinds of things. And that's kind of what inspired the title, The Abused Will Ascend.
May we listen to some more of your music?
Yes, of course. This is Wasting Away on CKUT.
Sedate myself to choke the screams. Draw my blood, but not with a needle.
If our listeners want more information or to buy your music, where should they go?
If they want to listen to our music, we're available on all streaming services such as Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, all that stuff. If they're looking to buy CDs or merchandise, we have a Bandcamp page available. That would be faultyrivals.bandcamp.com. We're also on YouTube as well, and that's where you can find us.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Yes, thank you very much for having us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Coy Getson, Phil LaMarche, and Peter Morey speaking about Faulty Rivals. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando.
Early in the morning, before the sun rose, when the first bird sang, even while everyone was still asleep.
Morning. On that morning.
When the sun comes out.
This morning, baby.
Cocky-doodle-doo. I hear the rooster crowing.
Now you must wake up.
Every morning when I wake up,
I woke up this morning with
the kiss of the morning.
Got up 7:30 every morning for the same breakfast.
Réveillez-moi à 8 heures demain matin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Riding a bike made of bacon and eggs.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Why should the sun replace the moonlight?
Has this ever happened to any of you, or will it happen to any of you, on the morning after the night before?
You are listening to The Morning After on CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial.
High in the Everglades, deep in the vale, tip of the eagle's wing, tortoise and tail, hum of the dragonfly, liquid and pale, pulled by the undertow, porpoise and whale, fueled by the firelight, flickering frail, fluent in filigree, shimmering shale, luminous aggregate, swirl of the snail, luminous all of it under the veil. High in the Everglades, deep in the vale, tip of the eagle's wing, tortoise and tail, hum of the dragonfly, liquid and pale, pulled by the undertow, porpoise and whale, fueled by the firelight, flickering frail, fluent in filigree, shimmering shale, luminous aggregate, swirl of the snail, numinous all of it under the veil.
La COVID-19 se propage rapidement au Québec. Il est essentiel de vous faire dépister seulement si vous avez des symptômes qui s'apparentent à ceux de la COVID-19, comme la fièvre, la toux et la perte du goût ou de l'odorat. Le dépistage demeure l'un des meilleurs moyens de limiter les éclosions. Pour plus d'informations, consultez le québec.ca/test-COVID-19. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Recently, Edmonton's Red Grace, a new dynamic rock and roll three-piece, was tasked with creating the theme song for a local podcast about society's underdogs. The trio created the rock epic, The Time, a groove track about recognizing that time is constant but finite, so you need to make the most of it without stepping over others. With us today, we have Ryan Clarkson of Red Grace. Hi, Ryan, and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Sheila.
First, please introduce yourself. And tell us how you came to be a musician.
Sure, yeah. As you said, my name is Ryan Clarkson. I live out here in Edmonton, and I've been playing for roughly 25 years now and got really into, you know, every bit of music that you possibly can, even to the audio engineering side of things. So I've been, yeah, just playing on the guitar, playing on the drums, playing, you know, singing in bands for 25 years plus, and been doing it for most of the time with the folks that are in the band Red Grace with me.
How did you form Red Grace?
Well, we've been in bands, like I say, Kyle, Jared, and myself. We've been in bands for 25 years, for since, you know, grade 9, grade 8. Jared and I started back that long ago. And we saw Kyle walking by one day when I was working my first job in a gas station, and he was carrying a guitar case. I finally got the guts to ask him to come on in and show me the guitar. From there on out, we invited him out to jam. We've been writing songs for over two decades together. So the rest is history, and we've just always found time to make sure that we're getting creative together.
Who are your bandmates, and what does everyone play or do?
Sure. I got Kyle Hill. He's probably our main songwriter. He comes in with a lot of riffs and plays lead guitar for us and does a lot of the vocal work. Jared Schwartz also plays rhythm guitar for us, and he does some vocals, some lead vocals for us as well. So we have two main singers. Myself, I do backup vocals and I play the drums in the band. And then we have Nigel Gale, who steps in on the bass. And he's been kind of a dear friend of the band ever since day one.
The Time is your latest single. What is the story behind this song?
When we wrote this, we had a couple different angles that we wanted to look at. And we got approached by a local podcast here to write a theme song for them. And this is one of the ones that was kind of in the back pocket for us for a while. We put some lyrics to it that just made sense with what the gist of what that podcast was all about. So the podcast is more aimed towards the underdog in society, as you kind of alluded to. And The Time is more about, you know, choosing kind and just not doing anything to hurt anyone in life, you know, making the best of your time here on this earth. So we took the time to kind of just write out the jam first and then quickly threw some lyrics to it. And we all liked how it sounded. It was sounded groovy. So we went and recorded it. And here we are. It's getting us a little bit of press.
May we hear some of your music?
Absolutely. Love to.
This is The Time on the Wednesday Morning After.
Knows that his clock is ticking. Every day I can't stop thinking I'll be laid in that hole that I am digging. Moments pass and time goes by, never stopping to ask why. But you're fooling me. Some time for you to borrow.
Another Yesterday is another release for you in 2021. How did the pandemic influence this song?
The band, we got together shortly after the whole COVID thing hit. We talked a little bit about what this means, because obviously you couldn't spend time playing shows or doing anything on the road in any way, shape, or form. So we talked about what we could do to keep relevant. Because I have a bit of an audio engineering background myself, we took the time to kind of build up a little bit of a recording studio and just release demos left, right, and center throughout the pandemic. So the pandemic really steered this song in particular. Our singer went through a bit of a rough patch and a divorce, unfortunately, but he took the time to kind of reflect on that. And this song, Another Yesterday, is about letting go of kind of all the mistakes, past failures, and letting yourself live again, right? So throughout the pandemic, I guess it just gave us time to think, but it also gave us time to get creative in a different way and really dive into studio work and just do demos and start releasing things so people could hear what we were up to at all times.
Maybe listen to some more of your music.
Sounds great.
This is Another Yesterday on CKUT.
tide, I'm in this fight. All alone, I make the choice, not recognizing my own voice. Tell myself I'm right, not wrong, a broken mind for much too long. I say that I'm not hurt, now let me take back my own word. Broken silence of the mind, just hoping there's a way to find. Inside my heart, you brought it bare, you brought it all. Was not enough, I cannot recall. You kept me long before I know. So say it now, when the time is wrong. There's no need for someone else. All this hurt I feel inside. There's too much pride, no time to cry. Felt like I lost my home. I hate the time I spent alone. No longer bounded now. Let's fly away, I'll show you how. Lift it up, tear it apart. An empty space inside my heart.
If our listeners want more information or to buy your music, where should they go?
We're everywhere on the streaming services. We're on iTunes, we're on Apple Music, Spotify, anywhere you get your music, really. So check out Red Grace. We're the only band named Red Grace out there, so we're easy to find. And then we got a brand new single coming out next week, actually. So get excited for that.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Awesome, Sheila. Thanks for having us, and hope we get to get on the road soon and see some folks down there. So.
You have been listening to Ryan Clarkson from Red Grace speaking about his music. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
I got the top down in this Mustang 65. You got that James Dean kind of voice I like. I do not do this often, just all the time. I think that you and I should get away for the night. Another moonlight, baby, I can be
the type of guy. 0 to 100 miles in 3.5. Pull the shades down on top of your big blue eye. Damn right, babe. I'm just a Cali boy with a prairie girl tonight. It's kinda hard to believe it. She's just my vibe. I got no room for growth. Just need some loving to survive. Under the moonlight, baby, I can be that type of guy. 0 to 100 miles in 3.5. Pull the shades down, down on top of those big blue eyes. They're bright, babe, under the moonlight. Under the moon. James Dean kind of voice I like.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
Quantum should be closed and no such place should be created again, or no one should be stripped of his freedom of rights based on suspicion or based on his background, or definitely detained and abused. And as you see, Guantanamo was still until that day one of the biggest human rights violations in the 21st century.
20 years ago today, the U.S. military began imprisoning Muslim men at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. Over the past two decades, the U.S. has held nearly 800 men at the secretive prison. Most were never charged with a crime. Many were tortured, held in isolation, shackled, hooded, kicked, threatened with dogs. Today, 39 prisoners remain. The U.S. now spends more than $13 million a year for each prisoner at Guantanamo. We'll spend the hour with three men who spent time at Guantanamo, two who were held without charge as prisoners, and one served as a Muslim army chaplain, then jailed himself after being falsely accused of espionage.
So on this January 11th, 2022, let's all agree that it's time to shut this place down once and for all.
All that.